We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something that you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Welcome in, Tuesday morning edition. Blue Sky Live here with you this morning. Chase Palm, Neil McCready, Clark Ford Studio, Campbell Clinic Hotline. Potpourri topics today for you. We've got, from an on-tap standpoint, baseball tomorrow against Murray State. That is that makeup game. The racers, the thoroughbreds, whatever they're called now, 74 in the RPI coming into this 5 p.m. start, by the way, tomorrow. That is just trying to get one in and get out of here. Remember, 5 o'clock tomorrow for that start. And then the Aggies in town this weekend as well, Friday to Sunday, 5 o'clock start on Sunday as well. So two starts this week. They're a little bit of a weird time. Just keep reminding you guys of that.
Because you got a gift, yeah. and then they took the gift away.
The 5 o'clock on Wednesday, and then...
That's a gift.
Yes.
5 o'clock on Sunday, not so much of a gift.
Not so much of a gift. It lets, as we've talked about, it lets Mother's Day kind of commence, and you get the breakfast and the brunch and the lunch, and then you have a baseball game if anyone would like to come to the baseball game. And
the difference between Mother's Day and Father's Day to me is fascinating. Always has been.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I didn't grow up with it. My mom was not this way, and my wife is not this way. But there's a lot of women that are this way. This must be this thing. And I don't know too many men that are that way about Father's Day. I actually am trying to think. I don't know that I could name five who are, this must be a big production day.
Okay. All right, we'll come back. I got a couple thoughts before we do that. Blue Sky is all over Mississippi, up now 955 throughout North Mississippi as well. Here locally in Oxford, you got clean convenience stores, lots of options. Fill up on gas while you're in there. Sweet Daddy's location, Oxford, all over the state. Lunch specials, $5.69, two sides of bread, 32-ounce drinks. You might as well get the big one because it's the same size, the same price, no matter what size it is for that. It makes no sense to get like the 8-ounce soda. So take advantage of those things. The epicenter down in McNaughton.
Self-control thing. If you're like, I really want a soda, I know if I get 32 ounces,
I'm going to drink all 32 ounces.
So I'm going to limit myself to 8.
Because I'm not going to take it home and put it in a cup and put it in the fridge for later. I mean, you're
right.
Yeah. There's a 44-ounce option. We are getting the 44-ounce option, and we're going to drink out of the half-gallon jug.
It happens.
It's like, you know, some of the places have a dessert. You do the small, medium, or large thing, and their sizes are all warped where the small is like 20 ounces of ice cream. And it's like, that's
large.
Yeah, that's actually a good
one. That's a lot of ice cream.
Yeah. So, anyway. Epicenter, Blue Skies, again, all over Mississippi, Sweet Daddy's, Pulled Pork Ribs, and more. And again, Capitoop in the Clark Ford studio.
We are. Clark Ford is in Amory, Mississippi, 662-257. I did not send Corey a link. I'll make it up to you tomorrow. 662-257-1900. Call that number. Ask for our friend Corey Clark. Tell Corey what Ford product you're looking for. He'll send you a quote within 15 minutes and business hours right to the bottom line. No hassle, no haggle. You get your quote. And the rest is up to you. You can shop it around. You can do what I've done, would recommend that you do. That's hop into a Clark Ford today. You'll love the product. You'll love the service. People at Clark Ford, they want to be your car guy. They want to be your truck guy. They'll prove that to you when you make the call, 662-257-1900. Guest, join on the Campbell Clinic hotline. Campbell Clinic is in Oxford now, 2608 South Lamar Boulevard, Suite 102, just across the street from the cottages at Hooper Hollow. The Campbell Clinic provides full-service orthopedic care, everything from sports medicine to foot and ankle surgery, spine, total joint care, pediatric orthopedics, physical therapy, and more. To book an appointment, go to CampbellClinicOxford.com or call 901-759-3111. Walk-ins always welcome at the Campbell Clinic, Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m.
All right. The noted qualifier off the top. Yes, there's plenty of exceptions, so don't start saying I'm not like, I get it.
Right.
Just everyone's different. It's But in general, generalities.
It's a stereotype. It's a stereotypical thing, and stereotypes exist for a reason.
A couple different things there. I think you're right. I'm not even necessarily dispelling the overall thought between Mother's Day and Father's Day, or what men and women are desiring out of their respective days. That is true. I think, though, that men are less likely to complain if they do want something along those lines. Your buddy's probably not calling you and go, hey, you know what? They didn't. I wasn't whatever. Because men in general are not as into being celebrated or celebrating. Women are also bigger into celebrating as well as being celebrated in general on both sides.
It's probably,
you know,
true.
What I mean?
Yeah, it's probably true.
More men go, hey, can we just avoid all birthdays?
Yeah.
Can we just not do the Hallmark holiday? Can we not do Mother's Day? Can we not do Father's Day? Can we just whatever?
Sure.
Whereas, I mean, I know women who have 8 different outfits for Flag Day. I mean, so it's one of those deals where I think just the demonstrative answer in any direction is probably more female in general.
Yeah, I think that's probably true.
Than the other. So you hear about it more, you do those things kind of more. And look, I think we can get a warped in society on what like responsibilities are, but in general, there's probably a more emotional connection, at least to a mother and a child and a father and a child to some degree. It's a deeper thing. I don't know for sure. I'm not a woman to be able to compare it, but it wouldn't shock me, I don't think, from a nature standpoint. And you're more likely to...
Yeah, I had questions about the Flag Day outfits, too, if I'm honest. But I left it alone because we're perceiving like an Irish flag. What are we doing? But it's... Hey.
But, I mean, it's several things in here have been the answer. In general, the version of men wanting their day celebrated is, hey, can I just kind of watch sports and be left alone where I don't do anything today? Well, that's a totally different experience than the woman goes, hey, togetherness is a love language, if you will, for women more than men a lot of times. So, in theory, it requires participation versus what the man's actually desiring to be celebrated is more of an independent solo activity. Hey, I'm going to play golf today. Is that cool? That's what I'd like to do with my day.
My thing
that makes sense?
It does. My thing on it has always been, so we're going to pick the one day out of 365 to go, hey, moms matter. I mean, it's like, that's so silly, but it's cool, whatever. I mean, I just, it's funny for me because I didn't grow up making a big deal out of either.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you might say happy Mother's Day,
sure.
But we didn't do like the whole, go like do a big brunch thing or all that. So we just didn't, like, went to church and came home and it was like a normal Sunday, you know, it was just Sunday. You said it, but it wasn't like this thing. And I never thought anything of it until I got out of that world and into the other parts of the world where you're like, whoa, like it is a production. I always think it's just interesting.
I mean, I don't like that. I mean, Ginger says, I know women who take the day to go to brunch with other moms just day drink all day.
Yeah, sure. I'd be cool with that.
I've had it.
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
You know, whatever floats your boat.
Yeah. In general, that should sort of be the rule all the time, frankly. I mean, cool.
Well, no, there's certainly a loss of appreciation or whatever your words are. If, yeah, the other 364, depending on leap year, is nothing. And then it's, hey, this one day we're going to blow it out.
Yeah.
It's like, do you not give a shit about me on September the 19th?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Don't count then. Like, yeah, it's.
That's my thing.
Valentine's Day. We hadn't said a word to each other in 3 weeks, but suddenly we're the jewelry and the roses and the bear and the candy and.
Well, it's the whole, hey, we got to.
Is it women, though? Is it society or is it corporate that has made Mother's Day a bigger deal? Has corporations affected us in subliminal ways to cause it to be like this?
Oh.
So has it grown over the years?
It appears to. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't remember in the 70s and 80s it being this thing so commercialized.
Sure.
And again, I'm not anti-Mother's Day at all. I just think
that's what I'm taking from it.
I think it's an interesting thing. I can always laugh on Father's Day.
You think they're asking for too much? That's what you're saying.
Well, no. It's on Father's Day. Like, we need to get you some gifts. I'm like, no, you don't, because it's all coming out of the same till. I'm the one paying for it. If I wanted that, I'd just go get it. I don't have to wait till a Sunday in June, for example. I can go get it on a Tuesday in March.
Okay, I don't know where this poll came from. This is from 2023, Statista.com, okay? Data journalist, okay? Estimates based on survey data from the National Retail Federation.
Okay. Okay, all right.
The rise is what is crazy here, okay?
Okay.
All right, expected average spending per person on Father's Day and Mother's Day in the United States.
Okay.
So how much you spend on gifts, food, whatever you're doing, okay?
All right, sure.
In 2019, and these are high, like, unless we're counting, like, brunch for the whole family, Father's Day in 2019, average expected expenditure, $138.97.
Okay.
Mom's, $196.47.
Okay.
By 2023, father's, $196.23.
Okay.
Women, $274.02.
Wow. $274.
Yeah.
Per person.
That's what it says. Now, I don't know if that means per...
That's a hell of a brunch right there.
Yeah, I don't know if that means per maternal or paternal entity, or that means per kid, or what? I mean...
I mean, that's the good champagne. At that, you know what I mean? They're putting a little, like, the floaters on the champagne.
Some people believe that it's simply the head start that Mother's Day had, because Mother's Day was a federal holiday 50 years before Father's Day was. So it became ingrained in the culture.
Are they federal holidays?
Or not, whatever.
Recognized holidays.
My apologies, misspoke.
I was like, what?
My bad.
Boy.
Yeah, my bad.
They'll reverse that here soon.
I apologize. Not what I meant. Yeah, never mind.
I was going to say, that's up for grabs. That's interesting.
Is it?
Yeah. Like, they're going to see us in Vicksburg on Sunday morning, just me and Carson, and be like, see, something went really wrong there. We're going to be like going someplace for lunch on Sunday, and they're going to look at us like, bless their hearts. What happened? He's still wearing his ring.
I do think you just simply don't hear as much. Like, I think there's even something to it being in May versus being in the summer when people weren't around.
Avery says, just a wisp of OJ. Exactly. In those mimosas. That's hardcore mimosas in those numbers. I do love a good mimosa, man.
You do.
Sign me up all day.
Basic or doctor that bad boy up.
You can doctor it up with Aperol, whatever. I'm good with that, too.
A little Grand Marnier.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. A little Grand Marnier floater on the top.
But I do. I think that plays a role, that Mother's Day is in May and everybody's still gathered. I mean, we're still in the school year, the calendar, the normal Sunday. Random Sunday in June, you're not just hanging out as much. Like, you're gone. You're whatever. I mean, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, even the calendar doesn't fit in the same way if it was in September. Because you're just around. I mean, frankly, it should be. Father's Day should be a Sunday during football season.
Yeah, it should. You know what? I'm going to watch the Cowboys and Packers in peace.
Yeah, I do. I think it's a lot of things, but I think those things play into it for sure. Yeah, Jackson says pineapple instead of OJ. That's a little sweet. I love pineapple, but that's a little sweet.
I'm not crazy about pineapple juice. I mean, it's fine, but it's not my favorite thing.
You'd rather have a mimosa than just a glass of Prosecco or champagne?
No.
Orange juice is a positive?
It's fine, sure.
No. Which would you prefer? With brunch.
Probably just the champagne.
Okay.
But if you...
So why don't we order mimosas then? You can just get the champagne.
I guess so that you may not get my water.
Oh, you're trying to preserve sobriety.
I'm guessing it's the same reason that you have a cocktail instead of just going, hey, give me a double neat.
Some of the problem there, though, is if you mix those things up, you start end up having more sugar and you end up having a worse hangover or worse headache you do it.
No question.
Yeah, go ahead and have those four Manhattans and then have a couple glasses of wine. You'll feel a lot worse if you just sat there and had bourbon for
You would have felt much better if you just had bourbon.
Out of the glass.
Yeah. If you want to dilute it, just put an ice cube in it.
Yeah. That's
the smarter way, actually. But...
Yeah, I would definitely rather have regular champagne, I think, but I'm fine with a mimosa. I think that's the...
Avery and I are speaking the same language right now. I mean, I'll admit it. I like a sparkling rosé in the summer.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
Under what occasion or circumstance? I mean, you're not just going to walk... You're going to mow the yard and come in and pour some sparkling rosé.
No, there's a rule. When you finish mowing the yard, you pour a beer. That's a rule.
I don't know. You had a period there where you did those like Butterita things, the lime or the strawberry Budweiser things.
Yeah, it was a very small period. It was just too sweet. I mean, summer evening when it's really hot and you don't really want a glass of red, which is like very rare, but rosé's good.
Yeah, you're not doing that either. You're not coming in from mowing the yard and going, hey, I'd love a good cab right now.
No, of course not.
I'm gonna pour those.
I think I'll have some Tuscany now, some Toscana. No, I'm good.
Yeah, I was trying to see. First official Mother's Day celebrated through a service of worship at St. Andrew's Methodist Church in Grafton, West Virginia on May 10th, 1908.
See, it's a fairly new thing. It's fine. Again, I'm for it. Just I find it interesting, that's all. You've known me long enough to know that
there were several limited observances in the 1870s and 1880s, but none achieved resonance beyond the local level. Welcome to May, May 7th, 2024, here with you, today's show. Chase Farm, Neil McCready.
I mean, it's not football season.
It's not even like really breakdown roster football season.
Oh, well.
That's part of the... And maybe you guys want that, but...
So, here's the thing. People think that like Mother's Day bothers me. No. I love Mother's Day. What? The hardcore football show in May, you're forcing it. You're forcing it. That's all I'm saying. You're forcing it. No, we talk football. Okay. They don't play for 4 months, man. Just under 4 months. And when the people are like, today we break down the rosters. Okay. I mean, at some point this summer, like, we'll do the thing where we get the people on. The guy that covers Florida. How are the Gators looking?
They firing Billy Napier.
And, I mean, and, you know, and someone who's covering them can't go, oh, yeah, they're going to fire him. I mean, come on. When everybody goes, he's a homer. Well, he's got to be around the team, and they're going to play for 4 months before anybody gets fired. So... And if you're the guy that comes on a show and goes, oh, yeah, they're gonna suck and they're going to fire him, and then they go 9-3 and he gets an extension, well, have fun covering that team next year. Because you just look like a jerk at that point. So you have to go, well, I mean, there's a scenario where it works out, blah, blah, blah. One of the reasons I still kind of hate doing those kind of shows. I'll do them with certain people, but there's certain people I won't do them with because they're going to try to pin you down into something.
Yeah.
Like it happened to me the other day. I was doing a show and is it playoffs or bust? And I said, yes. 100%. So you're saying Ole Miss is a playoff team. I did not say that. It's not what I said. Well, what are you saying? It's playoffs or bust. If they don't make the playoffs, it will be viewed a failure. So are they going to make it? I don't know. Beats me. I mean... If you made me bet yes or no, I'd bet yes. Is there a scenario where they don't make it? Of course. If I had that kind of a crystal ball, I'd be in Vegas right now. I mean, no joke. You'd be someplace cashing in. You'd be like Brian Bohannon, just beating down the door of the casino. Brad Bohannon. My apologies to any Brian Bohannons out there. I'm sure there's plenty.
It's much like my brother gets a lot of Twitter activity off the running back Dylan Edwards. People mess up their own Twitter account or whatnot. Yeah. So he catches all that on social media occasionally with the...
Where did he end up going? Kansas State?
I think it was Kansas State. Yeah. Fan base ire heads in his way from time to time. The offseason, I mean, I feel it even with our own situation. And, I mean, obviously our businesses are tied to win-loss records and you guys' excitement and apathy and anger and all these different things. And maybe because of the way baseball is going, it makes it more aware and relevant because I'm seeing anger and apathy come into this baseball situation right now. And literally Keith Carter's decision is monetary versus fan morale with anger and apathy and those things and how you begin to take something tangible and intangible and make them equal to compare for comparison's sakes.
Yeah.
And with football, it's a lot of the same thing as you look at this and go, I mean, they're probably going to be 6-0 barring something weird. And then you start this 6-week thing that determines our business, fans being invested or not invested in NIL moving forward.
Sure.
The state of the program, Lane Kiffin's notoriety on potential NFL jobs, maybe. I mean, there's so many things. I mean, seriously.
I know.
I mean, it's like literally this 6-week gauntlet.
And in the middle of that's
an election.
A presidential election.
I know. I'm looking at it. I mean, we'll come back after the break in a second, finish this conversation. But I call Neil. Let's do it now. I'll come back. I know exactly where I stopped. We'll come back to it in a second. Promshrimp.com. Speaking of a lot going on, maybe a lot going on at night, lunch, protein, snacks, they'll help you out in all those ways because they deliver directly to your door. You just go on the website, you pick out what flavors you want, they ship them to your door. It is easy, it's convenient, and then fewer than 10 minutes, freezer to plate for restaurant quality shrimp from the New Orleans based company. We're going to make it a little cheaper on you as well. Buy 5 pouches or more, get 25% off with code RG. That's the way to do it. You can fill up on your favorites. Get a little bit of everything, New Orleans style barbecue, soy ginger, the newest options, and more. Again, that is code RG at PrimeShrimp.com.
We're also brought to you by, RebelsRetire.com, Andrew Sego, Sego Wealth Management. Are you retiring soon? How long should you wait to take Social Security? What account should you pull from first? Are you already retired? Should you consider Roth conversions? These are just some of the questions that can only be answered with the Personalized Retirement Income Plan. Andrew Sego, Sego Wealth Management, specializes in helping folks just like you come up with their retirement game plan. Whether you meet at his office in Collierville or prefer Zoom from anywhere, schedule a free discovery meeting and see what they can do for you. It's RebelsRetire.com. Brought to you by Comer Heating and Air, Southern Air Conditioning and Heating. Different names, same great people, products, and services. If you live in Oxford, Tupelo, Batesville, that area, call Comer 662-801-1777. If you live in Hernando, Memphis, or the surrounding area, call Southern 662-429-4429. The College Corner is still got about a week to register for the Grove Collective Lane Kiffin signed football. Go into the Oxford location. Maybe you're coming up for graduation or the Texas A&M series. Stop in, make a purchase. And leave a tip. That tip's going to go into the Grove Collective, and it's going to get you registered for the aforementioned football. They also have 2 locations in the Jackson area, and you can catch them online at collegecornerstore.com. And we're brought to you by Argent Wealth. When you work with Argent Wealth's 401k advisory services, you gain a valuable advisory team and time-saving resource that will help you develop and maintain a solid strategy for your retirement plan. They're committed to providing you with the personalized attention and involvement that you want and need. Their goal is to help you manage your 401k plan properly and ultimately improve your employees' retirement readiness. It's myargentwealth.com. And we're brought to you by John Edwards, Regency Travel Incorporated in Memphis. John traveled the globe for 37 years before getting into the travel business. He knows the extra attention that's needed to make a special trip one that creates a lifetime of unique memories. You can do what I'm doing right now with John, which is planning something kind of way ahead, looking at different options. I gave him some parameters. I gave him a budget, and he's kind of doing some research for me that frankly, I wouldn't really know where to start. But he does, and you can get that same thing from him as well. 901-494-3387 or jedwards@regencytravel.net.
Even the National Retail Foundation says that guilt plays a role in Mother's Day being more popular than Father's Day. That came straight from the net. Yeah, it says, according to the National Retail Foundation, consumers spend more on Mother's Day than Father's Day because of the wide selection of products, and guilt plays a role. 46% of consumers plan to purchase a gift for their mothers compared to only 30% who plan to buy gifts for their fathers. In 2023, 84% of adults said they expected to celebrate Mother's Day. I don't see a Father's Day percentage on that. So anyway, yeah.
Okay. All right.
I remember where I was.
Okay.
No, I mean, I'm reading from the thread here as I continue this thought that I had. And I mean, it's right. I mean, somebody says here, where is it? Not being hyperbolic when I say it's single-handedly the most important football season of the modern era, Austin says. And that's true on every account. I mean, it really is.
I know it is.
It's every single account because you no longer have to be top two. You no longer have to be top four. You have to be top 12.
Mm-hmm.
Top 11, because there's a group of five team. You have to be top 11.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So that's what you have to be. You have to finish in the final 11, which Ole Miss has done several times over the last 10 years, including last year.
Three times.
That is correct, mm-hmm. Yes. So there's the obvious ones like that. But
which is a solid percentage, by the way.
You know, I mean, Ole Miss is like, it's what's so weird about it, because basically they've done that or they've been in hibernation mode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's very little in the middle of what has gone on there. So you have the very tangible.
And I'm quite appreciative for that, by the way.
On both sides.
Yes.
Hey, I mean, people look at me like I have four heads. I get asked this all the time. Hey, what do you want to happen? I was like, win like hell, coach goes off somewhere, and then you start over again. That's what I want. And they're like, well, I mean, 6-6 is better than 2-10, right? No. Not for our business.
Nope.
2-10, you guys got the pitchforks out, and we're ready to cut somebody. 6-6, you go play golf.
Mediocrity's bad.
Mm-mm. You do not want the middle.
No, I either want great success or great failure.
Yes. So,
and here's the interesting part about that, to interrupt your thought.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons where people like, are you, it's a psychology thing. It's a, you can't control the uncontrollable. And so from a business standpoint, when people go, what do you want? I'm like, you know, I try not to view it that way.
Because then you get frustrated that you didn't get it, or it affects emotion or whatever.
Like, I've got to do the job one way or the other. I have no control over whether Ole Miss goes 12-0 or 0-12. I won't call a play. I didn't recruit a player. I won't participate in a practice. I won't be in film. I won't make a decision. So it's completely out of my control. And so if I allow myself to get emotional about what I'm wishing for in terms of outcomes, that's going to get reflected in my work. And so when people do that, I try to go, well, you know, to be honest with you, I just don't let myself go down that road mentally. And to be honest with you, it's one of the things I criticize myself quite frequently. I'm really good at that.
Yeah, it's where I find myself kind of having to already gauge against that, because we start talking about the season, and look, somebody said, why are we assuming 6-0? Because if you're not 6-0, then this is an irrelevant conversation. I just don't want to put my mind there right now. That's why. I mean, there's a reason people go have the show and go, hey, what's the worst case? Let's talk about what a loss to Wake Forest would mean. I mean, no, you just got to win those games for us even to have the conversation that we're having. But
well, no, let's do this, because I'm gonna point out why, because to prove your point.
Yeah.
So Ole Miss opens with Furman, right?
Yeah.
A loss to Furman's ball game, season over. You would know at that point this is not happening.
Yeah, sure.
The same next week against Middle Tennessee. Those are essentially preseason games.
Yes.
You go to Wake. It's going to be a different test, but again, I sit with the same things.
If you're a playoff team.
If Ole Miss loses to Wake Forest, it's not a playoff team. The rest of the conversation becomes really sort of irrelevant. It's where you would immediately go to, oh my God, this is different. Because in the past, you'd be like, well, you can still win the conference and you can, okay. Georgia Southern, same. Then Kentucky comes in. I mean, Kentucky's going to be a good team. They'll be fine. But if you're a playoff team, if you're one of the top 11 teams in the country, you're not losing at home to Kentucky. That's 5-0. And then you go to South Carolina, and frankly, I don't think they're going to be very good. And so if you beat South Carolina at that point, you're 6-0. And there will be, well, here we go, which is correct.
Game on.
Game on at that point.
And then you have and a people, six-game season where you got to win four of them.
Yeah, six-game season. And they're all, not all. No, they're not. It's really what's interesting about it. It's why I keep telling people the schedule lines up so clean. You go to LSU, big major challenge, major hurdle. It's very difficult to win there. It just is. And I think if you look at LSU's schedule, there's a decent chance they're undefeated that day. Then get a week off, and then Oklahoma comes here. Then Ole Miss goes to Arkansas, which is 3 days before a presidential election. Then days after the presidential election, where we're probably still in a country meltdown one way or the other, Georgia comes here for what could be the biggest game at Vaught-Hemingway since Alabama 2014.
And it would be bigger.
And it would be
later in the year and the whole deal. Yeah.
Then Ole Miss gets a weekend off. They go to Florida on November 23rd, and they have they set the time, the date for the Mississippi State game yet? Is it Thursday?
Everyone, it's becoming worst kept secret in the world. I'm fully expecting Thursday, even though they haven't announced.
So then Thanksgiving night in Oxford, Mississippi State comes here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not disagreeing. He says we barely beat Kentucky both times with Lane. South Carolina historically good for an upset. Sure, but if that happens, it's not relevant. Is
and
the
that's,
point?
That's this is the where.
Fans, yeah, sure. You can lose the game.
This is where fans struggle with this. Because if you lose one of those games, realistically, it's not happening. And you're going to kind of know it at that point.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Yeah, sure. You can lose to Kentucky. Ball was in air.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, no doubt. You can go to Columbia and South Carolina team, on the wrong day. And
that team wasn't as good as this team's supposed to be. And we all knew it.
And Will Levis is not on that team.
No. I mean, that Ole Miss team was not a great team.
And 9-3 is like purgatory because you're out, probably. Yeah. I mean, I guess if there's a team that can be in, it would be Ole Miss. But it would require, I mean, and yeah, this is where these things aren't done on paper. We're going to talk about 6-0 because that's just the path to make sense. Because if you lose the Wake, are you really going to pull the big upset? Or are you just not good enough? Did Dart sprain an ankle and he missed half the game and that's why you lost?
Right.
I don't know.
It's why the hardcore football show in May.
I guess my point is you technically could make it at 9-3 if you lost to Wake, lost LSU, lost Oklahoma, but beat Georgia.
And then had 82 things around the country happen for you.
Because 11 is not 6. I mean, there are warts on those final teams.
Sure.
I mean, you're picking and choosing. So my point is, yeah.
But last year, a 3-loss team would not have made the tournament.
No, but Ole Miss would have been 14.
Right. Yeah, it happens.
Yeah. Sure. And 21.
Yeah.
Would have.
Yeah.
So anyway.
But if one of your losses was Kentucky or South Carolina, it's going to be a big wart. If you told me that a 3-loss Ole Miss team made it, I would say, okay, well, they lost at LSU really close, lost to Oklahoma and Georgia in really close games, won everything else, and everything else around the country sort of went chalk.
Mm-hmm. But the point of the conversation is that it's not really even relevant to those first six games. That's not my point. It's the season. It's this small sample size. Even if it's a 12-week sample size, it's still such a small figure of time that is – doing so much for your program.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you make the playoff, however the hell you get there, I don't care. If you're the 1 seed, if you're the 12th, 11th seed.
Sure.
You have backed it up 2 years in a row, 3 of 4 with at least access bowls or playoff level teams. Lane is in another stratosphere and where he's ranking what he's done to the Ole Miss program. Mm-hmm. The Ole Miss program has already sort of elevated to the point that we probably don't give this enough credit, even though we talk to you guys every day, so we say it. And when I say it, I feel like, well, if I say it again, I'm being repetitive. It wasn't that long ago when Ole Miss was in a terrible place with this program, was the most vanilla, monotonous, downtrodden situation all the way around, probation, the whole deal. And, you know, you guys talk about respect and what things look like. The conference in the country just expects you to win a lot of football games right now.
Oh,
and it takes a ton to change perception.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happened. Perception has changed when it comes to Ole Miss football under Lane Kiffin, where it is not a shock last year that they go 10-2 and lose to Georgia and Alabama only and they win the rest of them. Our guy in Dubuque, he would talk about that. He would probably be sitting on his couch going, well, I mean, Ole Miss plays Arkansas. Ole Miss is just going to win the football game. They're the better program. They're the better team.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to play Wake. They're going to play Kentucky. They're going to play South Carolina. They're just going to win. And it takes so much to get people to change how they view programs. And for Ole Miss to pull that off in relatively short amount of time is really impressive. And you're taking that and throwing it up into the stratosphere if you make the playoff, if you move into that way. And then the thing that we don't talk about probably definitely enough, and it's because it's the topic that everybody keeps talking about, when we run it in the ground, to maximize your NIL moving forward, you have to make the playoff. Because then it's proof of concept, it's positive, it's, hey, this whole plan worked. And not much in life do you have complete control over. You could do this incredible plan and then still somebody sprain an ankle and something doesn't happen and you don't get there, even though you did the only thing that would have allowed you to get there. But if you pull it off, it just elevates and goes up and you go, hey, 2025, and you're just kind of rolling a little bit. It's there's a certain avalanche to this that gets blocked or not, depending on how this season goes.
Yes, because if it doesn't happen, the level of disappointment would be pretty dramatic. I mean, 8-4. And how many guys opt out of a Tax Slayer Bowl? I mean, who could blame them?
And when they do, no one cares.
No one cares. I mean, 8-4, how many fans are you taking to Jacksonville? 12? Look, 12?
It's what we talked about a few weeks ago. There is Mississippi State. Mississippi State can go 8-4 and be pretty excited.
Well, they're building.
They're building.
Sure.
One of the top 16 teams in the country goes 8-4, and they're like, oh, that was a we didn't get there.
Sure.
Because you're going into it.
I mean, if Kalen DeBoer goes 8-4, they're going to already be talking about firing him.
Not wrong.
True.
In the SEC, teams pissed off at 8-4. Georgia, Alabama, Ole Miss, Texas.
Oklahoma, LSU, Missouri.
Yeah. It's half the league.
Yeah.
And frankly, A&M, even though it's not justifiable.
And you could probably throw Tennessee on the fringe of that. They'd probably be okay with it this year.
If you told me Tennessee or LSU made the playoff, I would pick Tennessee.
I would too.
I don't know schedules, but just in general.
No, I do too.
I mean, if I'm ranking teams' likelihood of making the playoff, Georgia, because I'm not betting against them.
They haven't lost a regular season game in 3 years.
Exactly.
I've never seen anything like it. They lose one game to Alabama in the SEC championship game, an Alabama team that was an overtime period away from winning the national title. Okay, the death of Alabama is like, okay, guys, stop. Holy shit.
They're not South Carolina all of a sudden.
I mean, the pulse is down a little, but they're still... They're still very much a contender. The
jaw's not made of glass. You're going to have to.
I mean, they're still very talented. There's still a culture there. And then Kalen DeBoer's very good. There's like two or three narratives that are out there that kind of I scratch my head at. Like, how do we get there?
Yeah, I mean, I think if I'm ranking SEC likelihoods to make playoffs, Georgia.
Then Ole Miss.
Then Ole Miss.
It's me. You could tell me Texas in front of
and
Ole
Miss. I've got Texas, and then I'm Tennessee.
Oh, I'm Missouri.
Because that schedule.
And they're good. A veteran quarterback. They're good.
No, they're no.
They were good last year.
They were good.
Ole Miss Missouri on a neutral field would have been one hell of a football game.
Yeah.
That receiver whose name's escaping me right now is an absolute beast.
Oh, Luther Burden.
Burden. Stud. They've recruited well. They did well in the portal.
Lost Schrader, obviously.
They lost Schrader. Good back. But Ole Miss lost Quinshon Judkins, and we're not doing that. And their schedule is very friendly. I mean, you could talk me into Missouri as the fourth pick over Alabama. And I think Alabama's really good.
You're worried if you're... If you're Missouri and you're doing, if you're Gabe and you're doing the podcast every day, when you had to do the show of, hey, what if, you're simply worried about you won so many close games that just almost every damn game was one possession and you're going, was our Pythagorean not what our record
was? What makes me nervous about Ole Miss a little bit is that, I mean, I could easily, we've done this exercise.
Oh, you can go to 8-4 in a heartbeat. But I mean, I'm looking at Missouri's schedule. And I get they got better. Give credit to Drinkwitz and whatever they got better.
Much better.
But
at the end, they were really good.
Middle Tennessee, 23-19. Kansas State, good team, but 30-27. Memphis, 34-27.
That turned out to be a pretty good win.
Yeah.
And Memphis was a good team.
34-27. Beat up Kentucky pretty good in Lexington. Hammered South Carolina and Columbia. hammered Tennessee in Columbia, and then got the gift of all gifts from Billy Napier in Florida. They played like absolute raw shit that day, and Florida just refused to win the football game.
Yep.
Beat up Arkansas, and then...
They paid for it with the LSU.
They won the Ohio State game. I don't know what to make of that game because the quarterback situation. Sure. It was just a slog.
But if you watched it at all, and it was a bowl game, and you got to be careful with bowl games, but if you watched it at all, they dominated the line of scrimmage. Look, they're good. I was doing a show the other day, and they were like, break down Ole Miss's schedule, and I said, Ole Miss's schedule is as good as you could possibly hope for, with the exception of you love to trade Georgia for, like, Vanderbilt. But, I mean, you don't get Bama. You don't get Missouri. You don't get Texas. You get Georgia and Oklahoma at home. You have one, on paper, tough road game.
Yeah, I'm not saying Missouri's not good. That's my point. I'm saying if you were doing a Missouri podcast, that would be an episode where you go, hey, what could go wrong? Because we will do that for Ole Miss. Hey, no, look, I'm not doing the Ole Miss over Missouri thing. I'm simply saying... That is why a lot of this stuff that we're talking about right now is just kind of, we don't know. We're not seeing how it plays out. I mean.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Yeah, Missouri gave Georgia a game. I mean, I agree. That's why.
No question.
Yeah,
no question.
That was actually their most impressive game to me. Even it was an L.
Yeah, they were.
Because when you watched the third quarter, and went, hell, I don't know.
No, they were in it.
You kept waiting on them to put them away, and they just didn't.
No, they were in it. And in fairness, what two weeks later, I mean, Georgia just curb stomped Ole Miss. I mean, you know, they.
Nope.
And frankly, that was the day that That's where I give Kiffin just tons of credit. He did not try to dance around that. Not even a little bit. No tap dance. Addressed it. That's why I think they're going to be a whole lot better this year, because that night happened.
You know, I mean, Ole Miss's thing is going to be simply, how do all the portal guys come together and play as a team? And do they stay healthy?
Yeah, can you stay healthy, which is everybody. Like, I saw someone say, you know, Jackson Dart if he gets hurt. Yeah, but you could do that with everybody.
You saw what Ohio State did in the bowl game, right?
Yeah, I mean... Anybody, if Missouri loses their quarterback, if Tennessee loses Nico, yeah, that happens across the board. If Missouri loses that, yeah, I just said that. I mean, it doesn't matter. If LSU were to lose Nussmeier, they're in trouble.
I mean, on paper, Missouri has at most 3 coin flips.
Yeah. So
Alabama and Tuscaloosa, Oklahoma and Columbia, and maybe A&M and College Station.
So if they win one of those three and win everything else, they're probably in.
Yeah.
Correct.
I mean, they got to go to Starkville number 23rd. But
I mean,
it's a bad schedule for State. You get them right before Ole Miss.
Yeah, it's a real bad schedule for State.
It's not ideal. Although, again, I mean, I asked Robbie Falk that day. State said their goal was 6-6. there is some awareness to that. I'll give you credit for that. Sure. I mean, hey, like, hey.
Well, I mean, you know.
And credit to Robbie. He can spend the whole offseason going, hey, guys, you just need a cube here in 9-3. Because I'd get the clicks right now. Hey, whoa.
Sure. Oh.
Hey, Robbie, tell me more, Robbie. Tell me more.
And there's media that will do it.
Yeah. No, Missouri was really good up front. They were better than Ole Miss up front. That's why they gave Georgia more of a game.
Yeah.
I mean, the bottom line.
Yeah.
They were better in the trenches.
100%. He's a good coach. He's done a really good job there.
Oh, that wouldn't have been some bomb deal by Keith had Eli Drinkwitz been the coach at Ole Miss.
No. Just
it did way different.
It's a slower build.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't say it wasn't the right guy hiring Kiffin. My point is that at the time, everybody went, what the hell?
We told him who to hire. I mean, we did. So,
how do we get one of those turkey kind of site, that situation? They make pretty good money.
I know.
How do we do turkey?
I don't know. I need to figure out, like, maybe that's my side gig, you know, starting.
Yeah. Can we start a consulting firm?
Just called Common Sense Consulting.
I bet that's taken.
Probably.
I bet that LLC is not available. Just got a hunch. I mean, turkey is kind of clever.
It is.
From a name standpoint. Yeah. Give them credit.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do we get one of those? Need one.
Because sometimes it's pretty obvious. Like, you just look at it and go, that's what fits.
Yeah, they have a coffee date every Tuesday at 9, and he went in, told him, look, here's what you do, laid out the plan, told Kiffin. That's how that went. I did see on one of the tickers that State is kind of doing the Ole Miss thing of pausing their stadium expansion, trying to figure out what that looks like down the road. Selman was like a little less like obvious with it, but he was kind of like, that was not where we're headed right now.
I mean, anybody with, and I get why Kansas is doing it, but anybody else,
yes.
I mean, kinda, but anybody else, I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, you read Fitz, they're stealing money apparently. I mean, you know,
yeah,
that we care. It's,
now, I don't know how you could justify it right now. Let's pour $50 million or more into a football stadium.
Selman said, I've always been a big believer in fundraising. Then if we're asking people for money for a particular project, we want to be able to put our heads on the pillow knowing we're being as financially responsible as possible, knowing that we're paying for quality, we're paying for strategy and a vision. We didn't have that from a facilities master plan standpoint, so we wanted to pause that, not because you don't want to do anything at Davis-Wade, but you don't want to spend millions of dollars and in a handful of years come back and say, why did we do that? Or if we only had thought of it this way. So the design might be on the goal line, but there was a survey sent to fans, blah, 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 blah. I call it like playing Tetris. There's a lot of offerings we can put in the stadium, but we want to make sure we're putting the right offerings in. So once the survey is complete and I'm told the response rates, blah, blah, blah. But I do love the survey thing because that just buys time. It lets fans, hey, we're involved in the process, and I can just kick that can on down the road for a while. Just,
yep.
You hit a lot of positives with just throwing a survey out and going, hey.
Yeah, smart. Kudos.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that guy learned from the best.
Oh, yeah. Stigley owns him.
Right. Awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's where everything is.
Yeah. Yeah. I have no issue at all.
Because it's not, I mean, Selman said millions. It's not millions. It's hundreds of millions.
Yeah. No, he did the right thing. He didn't, instead of going, hey, listen, everybody, this is what this is, he just kind of played along. That's a very well-timed, well-executed punt. Smart. I mean that as a compliment, by the way, before anybody takes that and goes, oh, he's criticizing State. No, that's very smart.
No, really smart.
There's no point going for it on that play. Just punt it.
No, Tulo's right. You know, I haven't followed them overly closely, but Selman has made a lot of common sense decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, in a lot of ways, there's some Keith issue on it. You just sort of look at the process. Go, okay, this makes sense. Do that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't overthink it. You mm-hmm. can overthink it. I mean, it's with, again, we've made plenty of fun of it, but I actually have completely come around the other way. Bringing back the State script logo. It's what the fans wanted. It was a script you had in the 1970s. It was there. It looks better on clothes than your Block M thing did, the Banner M thing did. And you just went, you know what? Okay, just do it. Like, you just make those easy decisions that are right there in front of your face, and you go with it at that point. It's, mm-hmm. it's fairly remarkable. So, I don't know. They've done a nice job. Kind of curious to see where it goes.
Common sense.
We'll see how Coach Lebby is, but it wasn't a bad hire.
No, I thought Jeff was a good hire.
Yeah.
He was.
We'll see. I don't know.
Had I been Mississippi State, he would have been on my very short list.
Yeah, sure.
He probably would have been my guy.
Think so?
Yeah. It's about the ladder, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you are on the ladder. If you're only on the first step of the ladder, there's not much place to fall, man. Like, if you fall off the first step of the ladder, yeah, you might sprain your ankle. You might land a little funny. You might hurt something. But you're not suffering a catastrophic injury. Probably not even getting hurt.
Oh.
Probably going to land on your butt,
mm-hmm.
get up, brush off, and get back at it. Now, if you're 10 steps up the ladder, okay, you got to be a little more careful right now. Because if you fall, there's a real chance it's bad. That's why when Ole Miss hired Lane Kiffin, they weren't even on the ladder. They're like standing next to the ladder.
So if it's a disaster, who gives it?
Yeah. I mean, what is the difference between 4-8 and 2-10?
Yeah.
There is no difference. The answer is there is no difference. It's the same damn result. So State was kind of where they were. Make a swing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if Jeff Lebby doesn't work out at Mississippi
you just
State.
Do it again.
Okay. You try again.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't keep swinging and missing. At some point, you strike out, but.
Yeah, not the worst thing.
No, I mean, and if Jeff Lebby comes in and goes 6-6 this year, you will be able to sell some optimism there.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be realistic, but you'll be able to sell it.
Yeah.
And maybe by selling it, it becomes more realistic, and suddenly you're back to winning 7 or 8 games a year. And there,
if you can get to 8, you can convince yourself you can get to 9.
100%. And if you can get to 8 consistently when you've been at 4 or 5.
Occasionally, you might get it.
You're like, hey, you know, all we need is that one year that a couple of things come our way. And you know what? In this scenario, that's not a complete lie.
Yeah, it's true. Podcast brought to you in part by G&M Pharmacy, 662-236-2222. They deliver locally in the Oxford area, and they offer medicine. If your prescription's the same day each month, take care of you. Also, easy to transfer those medications. They do that with Tyson Drugs in Holly Springs or in Oxford with G&M. One phone call, they take care of the rest. So again, that is 662-236-2222.
Oxford's newest Greek restaurant on the square, Opa, is the perfect place to plan your company dinner, your festive party event. If you're coming up this weekend for graduation, for the A&M series, stop by. Fabulous food, great craft libations as well. You can get it. They can accommodate up to 200 guests. For catering or booking information, contact Jeannie, 601-421-7147. Don't forget about Rafters, music and food on the square as well. If you're just looking for a place to grab a beer, get out of the heat, whatever the case may be, I highly recommend stopping by Rafters, especially before nighttime when the kids take over. We're also brought to you by Service Specialist, staffing and recruiting agency, connecting great job opportunities to candidates since 1967. Listen, if your company is trying to hire quality, hard-to-find talent, Service Specialist can help. Keep in mind that payment of service is solely contingent on if you decide to hire a candidate that they send. In other words, you've got nothing to lose. So give Will, Sydney, or Kelsey a call at 601-573-9242 or check out their new and improved website, servicespecialistltd.com. Get the beautiful and healthy smile you deserve at Corinth Dental. Dr. Bubba McQueen, Dr. Jenny Beth Hendrick are devoted to restoring and enhancing the natural beauty of your smile using conservative state-of-the-art procedures that will result in a beautiful, long-lasting smile. From routine checkups to advanced treatment, including implants and Invisalign, Corinth Dental is here to help you achieve your smile goals. So schedule your appointment today. Take the first step toward a better version of yourself at CorinthDental.com. Are you a displaced corporate executive wanting to put your career in your own hands? Are you an experienced entrepreneur looking to diversify? Either way, Andy Ludeke can help. He owns multiple franchises and businesses, uses his expertise to help others find their American dream through a very thorough and free consultation process. So call Andy, put your life and your career in your own hands. It's 100% free. You've got nothing to lose. MyPerfectFranchise.net, Andy at MyPerfectFranchise.net, or call his cell 404-973-9901.
Talking about what the different options are with stadiums. Yeah, when you see renovations, you're going to see nicer, smaller, and then just more premium areas. I mean, that's where everything continues to head because, you know, there's part of it, it's interesting because part of it goes, hey, the economy's doing whatever it is, and there's instability here, and there's instability there, and there's all these different things, and yet the things that continue to sell are the premium seating. And it's not that they're just building it and hoping it sells. It has wait list. It sells.
Yeah.
It's what people are most desiring on a bigger, on a macro level. So that's what you you try to figure it out.
Supply and demand.
It's why teams are doing the monetizing that they're doing in different programs. I mean, it's the reason Ole Miss, again, I think it's going to be paused, and it should be paused. I think it's why they chose the expansion they chose with the stadium. Now, they needed the plaza. I'll be quick with this, but there was a couple different things here that's not also included. Like, they do need an exit out the outfield side of that left field, and it was going to give that. There was some ingress egress that did make a lot of sense as far as what's in this expansion beyond just simply the seats. That statue is done, needs to go somewhere. It's just sitting in the kind of the outside concourse thing right now. But from a seating standpoint, what people are seeing is 475 seats for $25 million. And that's that math is not great from a cash flow standpoint. But that math makes about $1.2 million a year. And if you did the outfield area, the outfield was more expensive. Now, it looked better. It's what you need to do aesthetically to make the stadium nicer, better, whatever you want to call. But it was more expensive, and the amount of increased revenue was zero. That's how you get there.
Yeah.
$1.2 million is more than zero. And the cost of the project is less than the cost of this project.
Yep.
So that was the math.
Mm-hmm.
Can't really fault somebody for that.
No.
Going, hey, let's put $40 million in the baseball stadium that has zero revenue increase. I don't know. That math feels a little funny right now.
I just don't know how you could do it right now. No one's asking me, but if they were, I would be like, I'd come up with some sort of a exit thing that you need and put the rest on hold.
I need to know what this guy's job is. I guess maybe it's their NIL. Your boy's in Ruston, Louisiana Tech.
Mm-hmm.
They're naming Stephen F. Austin, Senior Associate AD for External Affairs, Wally Crittenden, their Senior Associate AD for Championship Resources.
Is that NIL?
I'm asking you, what is Championship Resources at the Louisiana Tech University?
I mean, I haven't been to Ruston in years. My brother lives there. I could ask.
I'm just curious.
He probably wouldn't know, although he does have a daughter there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I would venture to guess that. Shout out to Morgan. I doubt if Morgan has any idea about Louisiana Tech's football team.
I think it's their foundation. It says it serves as the fundraising arm of Louisiana Tech Athletics.
Okay.
So he's like their Denson or somebody like
gotcha.
That. I guess is what they've done.
His job's harder than Denson's.
In some ways. I mean, it's probably
less complicated.
It's harder. A different job in a lot of ways. Yes.
There's a lot of money at Tech. I mean, they do have a lot of. I make fun of Ruston, and I wouldn't want to go live there, but there is a lot of.
Well, you can make fun of Tech because had they just picked the right conferences.
I mean, they could be sitting.
They had pride that they let Beath fall.
Ego.
Yes.
False ego.
We're not going to go play with ULM and ULL and.
Louisiana Tech is the fat guy that went, I don't need to train for this marathon. I'm good. And goes out and buys the fanciest running clothes it can afford, and about 2 miles in is huffing and puffing. No, you probably should have trained. The Sun Belt is right there.
It runs through.
They would have literally fit it so well. They would have done well in it. Their fans would have been interested in it.
Got rivalry games.
Yeah,
the whole
thing. But no, they were too good to play with ULM. They were too good to play Arkansas State. They were too good to play that. And so now, instead of having Troy and South Alabama and teams like that come to Ruston, they've got whoever the hell is in that whatever league they're in. And nobody cares in a place where it's hard to get people to go because it's kind of a hunting and fishing kind of area. And on Saturdays, those people would rather go duck hunt. Or deer hunt, or whatever hunt you do. I don't hunt, so I don't remember. But
their home games this season are Kennesaw State, Jacksonville State.
This season coming up?
Yeah.
Okay.
UTEP, Middle Tennessee, Tulsa.
It's awful.
Nichols.
Awful.
That's it.
That's pathetic. Good luck selling that.
They go to NC State. They go to FIU. They go to New Mexico State. They go to Sam Houston State. They go to Arkansas. And they go to Western Kentucky. So they go to Arkansas and North Carolina State.
And their
fashion them checks.
Their fans don't care.
No.
That's failure.
Yeah. Sure. Southern Miss and Troy and
Those people, those would be
ULM. And
when I grew up there, they were in the Southland, and those were rivalries. And people showed up. We went to Tech games all the time.
Did you?
Yeah, of course. They'd play what's now ULL. And they'd play that game. That'd be a big game in Ruston. Louisiana Lafayette came to town, big game. The Tech ULM game when I was a kid was a big game. We filled those stadiums. So we can make fun of it. It's not the SEC. Of course it's not the SEC. No one's pretending it's the SEC. But it worked locally.
I don't know how much pub it got yesterday, but the Arizona Bowl, always doing weird stuff. Give them credit for the Snoop Dogg Bowl game sponsor.
Sure.
You're the Arizona Bowl. What is it you can do to make any headline whatsoever in any way? This.
The ladder. They're down on the bottom of the ladder.
I
swings.
Mean, to take. Why not?
Right. We're standing at the bottom of the ladder. You can pull out a baseball bat and just start swinging and stuff. Whatever. You're not going to get hurt. What do you if you fall?
I mean, their marketing guy for 3 years was the Barstool Bowl. Good, mm-hmm. Fine. That sure. Gives you a huge platform with young people.
It gave them more of a platform than they would have had.
And then now the Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop Bowl. I'm in.
Sure.
Whatever. Players that week might actually go, hey, what's the events? This might be kind of neat.
Yeah. Is Snoop going to be there?
Yeah, what do we do?
Right, yeah, sure.
Dragon and hanging out. Like, yeah. What are we doing?
Are we going to get to meet him?
More than from 15 to 20, the two sponsors of the Arizona Bowl were the Nova Home Loans Bowl and the OfferPad Bowl. Ooh. I don't know what the hell OfferPad is. Do you?
I don't.
What's OfferPad?
I'm looking.
It's the easiest way to sell your home, it says. The first Google search related to OfferPad is OfferPad a good idea? My guess is no.
Probably not. No, it's a smart. And it's
good.
In a scenario where bowls are, I mean, with the playoff, we're all admitting out loud what all bowls are now. They're just TV cash grabs.
Yeah, anything you can do to kind of be on TV for a minute. We know the Duke's Mayo Bowl pours mayo on somebody's head.
That's it.
Okay, I'm in.
Yeah, frankly, a bowl needs a gimmick now.
The gin-based canned cocktail Gin and Juice is the first product from Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg's new premium spirits company. It celebrates the 30th anniversary of Snoop's classic debut album, Doggy Style. Arizona Bowl executive director Kim Adair. We're a little different from all the other bowls. We're not afraid to take risks and do things outside the box. An alcoholic brand has always been off the table for us until recently. Everybody in the stadium is drinking a beer or a cocktail. It's time for the industry to evolve. Snoop adds, I've sent many players through my SYFL to colleges and to the NFL, so it's only fitting that I bring the juice back to college football.
Sure.
So, on both ways.
Yeah.
I don't know Kim Adair, but yes, that is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Let's all just chill out.
Sure.
Do what we can do. Make it a deal.
Make it a party. Because it's not going to be a meaningful game. So quit trying to act.
No, I think Toledo played to Wyoming last year.
Yeah, it's not anything. It's an exhibition that's up for television. That's it.
Kentucky's Club Blue has raised $650,000 in annual recurring commitments from the general fan base since the hiring of Mark Pope, per Matt Jones. Like $5 million so far from private donors, Jones adds.
Okay. That is quickly turning out to be the deal that was a win for everyone. Got everybody excited. Kentucky's all excited. Arkansas's
they bought into him fast, didn't they?
Kentucky?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were pissed off for like 36 hours.
He said all the right things.
Yeah, but beyond that, what happened? Why? Why? Because what's the choice? Like, why not? If you don't, then I'm just going to be miserable for the next 3 years. Like, what?
Yeah.
Is that part of it?
It's part of it. And he's one of them. And they were, Cal was stale. They felt like Cal was stubborn. Now, Cal's gone to a new place and is doing all the things that Kentucky wanted him to do at Kentucky. He's put together the beginnings of a pretty good roster.
Are you buying?
Oh, not necessarily. I mean, he got some pretty good players. They got to finish their roster. It's kind of like with Ole Miss right now. Are you buying? I don't know. Got to see what happens with the rest of the roster. There's still two or three spots. What do you do with those spots? Do you get another guard that you need? Do you get a big that you need? How does Cal finish his roster at Arkansas? He's got the nucleus of a pretty good team.
As expected, Wembanyama won unanimous rookie of the year yesterday.
Yeah.
Saw that.
Yeah.
Not a shock.
No. I mean, there was all a year when, I mean, Chet Holmgren had a rookie of the year type year, but Wembanyama just, he was better. He was great.
Okay. I'm going to come back in a second and talk NBA, but my lead into that is that I watched last night. I turned on the last 9 minutes of Pacers Knicks.
Okay.
Watched the last 9 minutes. There was 9:14 left on the clock when I turned the channel.
Okay.
And then I watched 1 3/4 quarters of Nuggets.
So all you needed to see.
And Wolves before I went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
I
watched the first half and then I went to bed.
It was really bad timing for the NBA. Like, if I was really trying to get into it, that's what I watched at Pacers Knicks, because I get the flop call on the set.
On Dante DiVincenzo.
They've admitted the kickball was the wrong call on the Pacers right before that. Mm-hmm. And the Pacers have multiple trips down the floor to get either a tying or winning shot, and they don't even get a shot off at any point, I don't think, as I was watching.
Yeah.
That was a collection of screw up in like that last 90 seconds of basketball right there. That was ugly.
Yeah, I think if you were to poll 100 people who watch the NBA a lot and someone said, give me a series that you would not recommend someone watching, one of the ones they would probably draw up would be Pacers-Knicks.
Okay.
Stylistically, they sort of clash.
Yeah, it wasn't entertaining necessarily.
No,
you're just kind of...
It's well,
and I found myself pulling for Indiana and have no idea why.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Like, I just... Sure.
I
mean, I think I might know Rick Carlisle better than anybody else on the floor.
Yeah.
So I went, sure.
I'm probably, quote, cheering, end quote, for the Knicks just because the Brunson thing is kind of fun to watch right now. This guy's becoming a superstar in front of our eyes. But no, that was a typical sort of middle of the pack playoff Eastern Conference game. Now, the other game, phew. The other game. Wow.
Hey, on Grind, did Matt really say that?
What?
Was that Matt Jones' true quote? I mean, I'll ask you if that's real before I repeat it. Huh. Interesting. No, in the 90s, it would have been illegal. It wasn't an illegal screen, period. It was the wrong call. He flopped.
It was both. It was a moving screen. There has been an emphasis on those in the NBA this season. They've called a lot of them. Two things happened last night with that reaction. It was a lot of reaction from people who only watch the playoffs, which is fine. I get it. I don't watch much Major League Baseball till the playoffs outside of one team. But they've called that a lot. He was moving. He did extend his thing. And yes, Dante DiVincenzo flopped. But yeah. Part of your job is to sell it. And he did it really well.
Oh.
I mean, the Oscar
he looked like he'd
too.
Been... I mean, hit by a boulder right there. Yeah.
But it was both. That's why when the 2-minute review thing comes out today, I bet you they show that was the right call. That it was technically a moving screen.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the people that do this, well, you can't call it there. Why?
Yeah, I hate that call now.
So you can call it with 8 minutes left in the third quarter, but you can't call it with 2 minutes left in the game? Why?
My only even argument back to that is in the last 15 seconds when you have a shot going up, look, you should still call fouls. I'm never going to be like, hey, no, you just completely put your whistle down. But in those moments, human nature gets aggressive, and you could call the foul every single time on like the last possession when the guy goes into the paint. Like,
yeah.
He's always going to be hit.
Yeah.
So unless you're just willing to put him in the line.
Well, it's like in the series that starts tonight in Oklahoma City, the challenge for the officiating is going to be, What do you let people get away with on Luka, and how much of Luka's bitching does, and I don't say that as a fan. I mean, literally, Luka just complains. He just complains all day. How much of that factors in?
Mm-hmm.
People want to see a series, and I don't know how much they want to see Luka standing on the free throw line.
Yeah, it's fair.
And how you officiate that is going to be a challenge.
Yeah.
Because the Thunder have three guys who are very strong perimeter defenders, and two of them, Lu Dort and Jalen Williams, are both pretty physical.
Mm-hmm.
Do you let them get physical with Luka? And I don't know the answer to that. I think it's one of the things that will determine who wins the series.
Come back, finish that conversation in a second. First, though, we've already mentioned Mother's Day coming up, graduation. It's a great time to head over to Style Assembly. Help you find the perfect gift for whatever the occasion. It's Women's Boutique on the Square, offering clothes, shoes, purses, jewelry, art, and more. Huge selection of Gooder sunglasses, men and women. You can view most of their products online. You can now shop from anywhere. Just visit shopstyleassembly.com. Use the discount code RG15 on the website between now and May 31st. That's 15% off your online purchases. Style Assembly is a corporate sponsor of the Grove Collective and a founding member of the Grove Collective Business Coalition. When you shop, you're always helping support them with athletics. Shop online, shopstyleassembly.com, or by the store at 203 North Lamar next to Blind Pig. As for Kate, the owner, she'll personally help you out.
Southern Traditions Farm is a 68-acre, 32-stall upscale equestrian training and boarding facility in Canton, Mississippi. Two sand rings, grass ring, miles of wooded trails. So much offered at Southern Traditions. Horseback riding offerings from beginner lessons to advanced to competing in nationally recognized competitions. It's also a great venue for corporate outings, things of that nature. So get in touch with them on Facebook or Instagram at Southern Traditions Farm. And we're brought to you by us, Art Hayes, Sotheby's International Realty. Are you thinking of making a move? Put the power of Sotheby's International Realty to work for you as a licensed agent with Sotheby's and a supporter of all things Ole Miss. Art Hayes can help you buy or sell in your hometown or anywhere in the world at no charge to you, seriously. So call and ask Art how. 612-805-5929 or Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R, dot Hayes, that's H-A-Y-S, at lakesmn.com.
Podcast also brought to you by Northeast Spark. You know, they set service people across rural communities here in the Oxford area. They have their two different options. They have the Ignite, the 100 Mbps, or the Blaze. That's the 1 gig. Their fastest option available. Your hometown team bringing you world-class broadband. That's anyspark.com. 662-238-3159. Phone service, phone controls, network security, wireless mesh extender, and more. Call the office for details. Again, that is anyspark.com or 662-238-3159. Congratulations to the Siskies, Oxford Baseball,
yeah.
advancing to the North Half Final. The Hernando Tigers await them in the North Half Final.
And they're done that.
After Oxford knocked out Madison Central last night with a ninth inning.
That was a great inning. Really good game.
Yes.
Really good game.
The 7A baseball in Mississippi is really good. There's a lot of teams. Well, actually, not even just 7A, but the 7A bracket was really good.
Got rid of 7A and damn near everything is really good. I mean, sometimes I'll look down at 6A and go, hey.
Can we
just ask it.
Can we get a few kids out of here?
Because we'd win that. I mean.
You feel pretty good in 6A right now?
Yeah. Oh, we'd win the whole thing.
Yeah. No, because, I mean, Madison Central's good. I mean, obviously, Jackson Prem stuff's on the MAIS side, but, I mean, Lewisburg has multiple Division I pitcher commits and all this stuff, and they were knocked out by Madison Central in the second round. I mean, it just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That MCC team was good. The one that Oxford just beat, they were good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was a battle last night.
So, now Hernando, Oxford in the 7A North Half Final. Lafayette also advancing to the North Half Final. They get... the New Hope Trojans, who have been a very good baseball program for years. I mean,
Lafayette does a really good job with their athletics.
They do.
They really do.
They do. They do a phenomenal job. Try to think.
Man, if you put Oxford and Lafayette together, beast.
Be a big school.
Should be a big school. That would be.
Wouldn't it be bigger than Tupelo? And though,
would it not?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Off the top of my head.
I don't know how big Madison Central is, like, students-wise.
Well, because didn't they lose a lot? This is for the stream, not Neil, but, I mean, didn't they lose a lot of kids when Germantown came into be effect because that was a split to some extent?
And Germantown's now a big school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, Oxford played Germantown in the first round of the baseball and football playoffs this year, I think.
Maybe so.
Oxford won both games, but because the Germantown coach went brain dead in football. They had a couple bad decisions. Yeah. The coach didn't. The kid did not go down. That was not the coach's fault. I apologize. I'm sure the coach absolutely wanted to go trip him himself and get on the ground. I apologize to Germantown.
Tackling him himself.
Yes.
Or throwing a glove at him. He was like, you know.
Yeah, had you just stopped, you win the game. You gave Oxford the one chance to come back and win by doing that.
Just brutal.
I mean, look, self-awareness to not score a touchdown is not a strong suit in
15-year-old kids.
Yeah. Because I watched it in even more so junior high when Dylan and Oxford was playing Tupelo in the eighth grade game, and the kid just needed to go down, and he scored, and it's like, yeah, you're probably not keeping that kid out of hands on right there.
I love when people do that. Like, he should have. I'm like, how many 16-year-old boys you been around? They're not exactly the most self-aware people on the face of the planet. There's a lot happening at 16, 17. There's a lot going on.
They see end zone. That's it. I see end zone. You
know, rational thought is not a constant companion. I have a chance to score in front of all of these people. Yeah.
So Randall says in the classifications, Oxford 10-14, Madison Central 12-81.
Okay.
On sizes.
Okay.
So, I mean, even adding Lafayette, Oxford would be under 2,000. So, yeah, I mean, that wouldn't even be the largest school in the state.
Mm.
I'm sure everybody can agree. We'll just get, we'll have a meeting tomorrow. We'll finalize that. Look, I'm coming from a county that has three school boards. None of our schools are bigger than 4A.
I'm just thinking about three or four of their soccer players. That's all. I'm just, my mind's a little mad. I'm not really thinking about all the other stuff. Not really concerned about the size of the math class right now.
I just need that striker, actually, is what I'm what's going through my head.
Exactly. You know, they got a striker, a couple guys on the back end, have some depth. Yeah.
Minnesota up 2-0, 106-80 last night, a win in Denver.
Here's the thing about this. Everyone's doing, and understandably, Anthony Edwards is awesome, and everyone's getting to see how awesome he is, and it's happening.
And he's got, for better or worse, a personality and the whole deal.
Yeah, but let's give some credit. Carl Anthony Towns was for 27-12. Naz Reid, who is an absolute knockdown shooter off their bench, goes for 14 points. Nickeil Alexander-Walker goes for 14 points off the bench. They were really good. Mike Conley had 6 assists. They just got a little bit from everybody.
Naz Reid, LSU?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Jaden McDaniels, one of the better defensive players in the league, was just terrific. I mean, they're just doing their thing. They're really, they did that without Rudy Gobert last night. Gobert didn't play. They're on fire, and then Denver looks tired.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, it's a long season.
Yeah, like what's happened? Like what? Why? Like why?
Well, a lot of it is they don't have a very deep team. Jamal Murray's playing hurt. He's playing a lot of minutes. It's getting exposed. A lot of the stuff that they do is Murray, Gordon, and Jokic, a lot of sets where they're all very involved. And I don't think Gordon's 100% right now. And I think it's taking away from him a little bit. Minnesota really defends. They really defend. It's why when people do the thing, you know where I'm going right now. People go, there's no defense in the NBA. And the whole thing's about defense. The reason Dallas is in great shape and the reason I think Dallas is going to win the series that starts tonight is because in the last 20 games of the season, Dallas has been 4th in the NBA in net defense. They've been terrific. The reason the Thunder are where they are right now is not because they're this young, fun team. No, they're really good on defense. The Thunder, only other team in the NBA that's top 5 in net rating on offense and defense is the Boston Celtics. No, the Thunder are good because they defend.
Thunder 3.5-point favorites tonight against Dallas. That is in Oklahoma City at 8:30 p.m. Or game one of that series.
I just like Dallas in this series. I think this is experience, size. think the Thunder's lack of size is going to get exposed a little here.
Celtics-Cavs game 1, 6 o'clock tonight. The first half of that doubleheader, Boston by 12 and a half.
That's a lot of points, man. If Porzingis isn't playing, that's a lot of points. Of course, Cleveland's without Jared Allen, so that might be a wash.
Game 2 tomorrow night between the Pacers and the Knicks, and 5.5 to New York side is the line in that one. New York minus 5.5 against the Pacers in game 2.
Kind of like the Knicks there.
And then game 3, not until May 10th, so 3 days still away from game 3 between the Timberwolves and the Nuggets, and Minnesota's an early 4.5-point favorite to go up 3-0 in that series. I mean, you wouldn't bet on the Nuggets in Minnesota right now. That place is going to be hopping.
And you can imagine what it's like in my house, because my genius 17-year-old has been walking around for 2 weeks going, the Wolves are going to beat the Nuggets. The Wolves are going to beat the Nuggets. And I'm like, no, they're not. Denver's really good, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, told you.
You hear him about it a little bit now?
Oh, I mean, he's just very matter-of-fact about it. Not even like rubbing it in my face, just like, I told you.
Was that wishful thinking because he thought the Thunder would have a better chance against the T-Wolves?
He's been watching Minnesota. And Edwards has been... Like, if you were to give the MVP award on just the last 4 weeks of the season, it's Edwards.
Is it house money tonight?
Yeah.
Or the series?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah. The Thunder are also that team that you can tell the national media hasn't watched them. I get that. I don't blame
them. They don't really know how to handle them.
They don't really understand them. And so they just do, well, they're just SGA. It's like, it's so much more than that. They're like, they're this fun team. Like, nah, they're pretty gritty. They're different. You don't win 57 games in the league by accident. That's my thing about Minnesota. Minnesota won 56 games. People shouldn't act stunned that the
team. No, they had a real shot at the one seed. I mean, this.
All year. Yeah. Going into the final day of the year, they were in the mix for it. They're really good. Denver's really good. Defending a title is hard. Just is. Look at how many teams don't defend titles.
Hardly ever.
It's very difficult to defend a title. You don't have the same juice. You don't have the same edge. And everybody guns for you. And people also in the NBA, they start, like, Minnesota built this team to beat Denver.
Oh.
So when you're putting a team together and making decisions, it's based on this blueprint.
Yeah, how do we get by them?
How do we slow down Nikola Jokic? What kind of defenders do we need to stop Jamal Murray? How do we get people that can close out on Aaron Gordon? Well, when you have that advantage, that is an advantage.
Last thing.
The one thing to keep an eye on with Dallas, and the guys in the stream are right, they lost Maxi Kleber for at least 3 weeks with that fall that he took in game 6 against the Clips. And without Kleber, their bench is kind of decimated, and a couple of guys, P.J. Washington in particular, are going to have to play bigger roles for them and do some things for them that they haven't ever really done before. And it puts a lot more strain on some of their big lineups. They can't. Kleber gave them a lot of defensive versatility that goes out the window with him being out. And the Thunder, on the other hand, are deep. Maybe too deep. Mark Daigneault's challenge is going to be, do you continue to play 11 guys or do you shorten the rotation and
11?
He's been playing 11 guys. Not tons of minutes, but he plays 11 guys in a rotation.
Wow. Huh.
Thunder or deep?
Okay. So that is your setup for tonight. We'll talk about that tomorrow, plus more college football. And then, again, baseball, Murray State tomorrow, 5 o'clock for the Rebels' last home midweek game. They're at Southern Miss next week in Hattiesburg, Pete Taylor Park, and then Texas A&M this weekend for the final home games of the season prior to Baton Rouge next Thursday, Friday, Saturday to close the regular season. Again, LSU and Ole Miss have a 2-game lead on Missouri by the 11th and 12th spots in the SEC tournament there in Hoover, Alabama. definitely playing on Tuesday in Hoover when they get that thing started for whoever gets in. So anyway, I feel good about it. That is where things stand. Have a good day. Appreciate you guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow.